This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Yesterday wasn't just election day. You know, there was economic news to be had as well. The Commerce Department told us that the trade gap hit $43 billion in September. We have been running, in point of fact, a trade deficit every single year since 1974. So, riddle me this. Is that necessarily a bad thing? Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has the story.
A trade deficit doesn't sound super great.
Trade deficit is when a country is importing more than it's exporting.
Doug Irwin teaches economics at Dartmouth. If I ran a trade deficit for 40 years, like the U.S. has, I would be broke. But I'm not a country.
There's actually nothing necessarily wrong about a trade deficit. In fact, here's where economists always have a definitive answer to the question, is a trade deficit good or bad? And that definitive answer is, it depends.
It depends because there's this whole other hidden side to trade deficits that is weirdly all about debt and investment, and it's kind of invisible unless you look at the money. So here is our trade deficit with Europe.
Bonjour, this is Stereotypique French Bakery.
Oh, hi. Yeah, hi, it's America.
Oh, it's you again.
Yeah, listen, I would like to buy a shipping container of croissants.
Okay.
Croissants. Croissants. Mm-hmm. The little curly cue.
Okay, wonderful. So it will be 10,000 euros.
Right. Listen, can I just pay you in dollars? Okay, that would be a lot easier for me.
No, madame, this is France. You pay in euros here. We don't take dollars.
To import, America has to go get euros.
To get other countries' currencies, you have to sell some dollars that you have on the foreign exchange market.
Hi, everybody. It's America. Listen, does anyone have any euros? I need to trade these dollars in because little Miss Attitude over there is not taking dollars.
So when America imports stuff, at some point along the way, dollars have to get traded for euros. But here is the weird problem. If we have a trade deficit, then other countries aren't buying that much stuff from us, which means they don't need our dollars.
Anyone want these dollars?
And if they don't need our dollars, we don't get euros.
Germany, don't you need some dollars to buy beer or something?
So if the rest of the world isn't buying much of our stuff, how are we getting all the euros to buy all the stuff we're importing from the rest of the world?
Money has to come from somewhere.
Yeah, how am I going to get my croissants without enough euros?
Now, in reality, it turns out there are people abroad who do want to give us euros in exchange for dollars. These are not people who want to buy our stuff, though. These are people who need dollars because they want to invest in America. They are investors.
Oh, hello, America. I'd be delighted to offer you these euros in exchange for your dollars. You see, I'm rather fond of your stock markets.
Don't get handsy.
After all, the Nasdaq doesn't take euros, so foreign investors need dollars to park their money in the U.S. and make a profit, just like we need euros to buy croissants. They'll buy things like
treasury bills, real estate, stock, and other financial assets.
That's how the U.S. economy finds the euros to go import crazy. So if we are having a trade deficit, it is a sign that someone somewhere abroad is investing in some part of our economy. A trade deficit and investment are like two sides of a weird coin. We buy goods from the world invests in us.
Financing the trade deficit by investing in the United States.
This invisible connection between trade deficits and foreign investment is why a trade deficit can be good or bad. All it means for sure is that other countries are coming to you to invest their money. That can be great if it's growing your economy, or it can be bad if it's not. You can't really tell what's going on just from having a trade deficit. The U.S. is lucky because investors keep coming back. And as long as they do, we can import more than we export. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.